Hello, good afternoon. My name's George Clark. I'm one of the film curators here at Tate Modern, and it's great to see so many of you here on Sunday afternoon for the concluding screening in our series responding to the current exhibition, Conflict Time Photography, that's on view till March, so I encourage you to see it if you haven't already. When we program in alongside exhibitions, we really strive to think about what the auditorium can provide that the exhibitions cannot. And hopefully the program here is a way to think about some of the questions that are brought up within the exhibition, but to look particularly how artists and filmmakers have responded to some of those themes and explored them within the cinematic framework. The exhibition looks at the last century through a kind of expansion of what might be termed a reportage, war reportage photography, to try and understand how the documentation of photography is affected by time and distance between conflict and when work might be made in response to it. And so this kind of cinematic premise lends itself very much to moving image work and very interesting selection of artists who've explored both questions of how conflict is represented, its representation at the moment of conflict, but also particularly its historical resonances, its echoes. And one of the things in this program that we've been very interested in looking at is also how within cinematic time frame, you both have work made at a distance of a remove from conflict, but you also have other layers that start to emerge, particularly through the way artists have explored the idea of the remake, the restaging, and the kind of reenactment, and how this kind of adds another layer to kind of complicate ideas of distance, of proximity, and particularly of point of view. And this screening today, which is a concluding screening, really brings a very important artist whose work has really been built around kind of interrogation of these very questions, questions of point of view, of proximity, of how to treat historical documents, how to reenact them and restage them and kind of present them in distinct and rigorous context with as little kind of framing or baggage as he can. The work today that we'll see, the Himmler Project from 2000, is a key work in Rommel's practice that kind of emerged out of a series of works that kind of respond to historical material and text. And this is a kind of a radical treatment and proposition that's kind of pursued in his later work, in particular the Hamburger Lectures that was featured in the Venice Biennial last year, where Rommel represented Germany. And that work, together, both works look at the veracity of speech, a key speech, historical speech, and how to frame that, how to present that again in a way that it can be accessed, understood, and also kind of unpacked in the present and what resonances we might find within it. The Himmler Project in particular looks at speech, famous speech, one of two given by Heinrich Himmler to a select invited group of principal figures within the SS and the Third Reich that was delivered in Poznan in August of 1943. And the speech is one of the key records. It was recorded, both an audio recording and a transcription of the speech were made, which is very important that there's these dual recordings for the film, as you'll see. It was a speech that was one of the few records, public records, that exist where the Nazis had admitted and elaborated their involvement in the extermination of the Jews in the final program. The importance of it is a speech that's been interpreted and kind of been unpacked. It was famously also transcribed and sent to various other SS officers who weren't able to attend the speech in person, and they had to sign it to admit their kind of complicity. And it was one of the key documents in the Nuremberg trials to act as evidence of the knowledge of the final solution, the final plan of the Nazi program. So the kind of film really revolves around how to treat this very loaded text. And as you'll see, the actor Manfred Zapata recites an exact transcription of the audio recording. The audio recording slightly is different to the transcription that exists, where various pages were lost. And in some ways, the text itself and its interpretation in subsequent years has also revolved around how, what it means to go from an audio recording to a written text and how that's interpreted. And that's very kind of a central element within this film and within Rommel's broader practice of looking at how process of translation, the response to historical documents, primary material, and their documentation can exist. And so it's a very exacting work, and it's a great pleasure that we're able to present it here today. And I'd like to thank the Goethe Institute, who've been collaborating with us on this series, both to present the opening screening, Haron Farocki's Images of the World and the Inscription of War, and this closing screening. And also I'm very pleased that Rommel is here as well, and he'll say a few words now, and also will join us at the end for a brief Q&A discussion. So please join me now in welcoming Rommel Carmacher.
Okay, good afternoon, and like George already said it, I'm really excited that you decided to spend your precious time in this place today, this afternoon. And you will see a film for 3 hours where a lot of words are said, so I skip the classical introduction. And because of the content, obviously, it's impossible to say that I hope you enjoy the show. Thank you very much.